Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 243 on November 3rd, 2022. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Provention Bio Inc., Energy Transfer LP, and Marathon Digital Holdings. And we discussed three new trades on Fubo TV Inc., Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, and BP British Petroleum. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. I also teach students how to trade options, not just study theory, but the combination of videos and live coaching calls. And if you're ready to take your trading to the next level, send me an email to schedule a phone call soon. So this week's podcast is being recorded on Thursday evening, November the 3rd, using end-of-day pricing from November the 3rd. So far this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost 860 points, finishing at 32,001 points on Thursday. The S&P 500 index has lost 181 points, closing on Thursday at 3,719 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is process. One of the keys to learning to do anything consistently is creating a process. Some of you may have a strict process for making your morning coffee or getting ready in the morning for work. Some of you may have a process for doing other parts of your life in order to get a predictable result or outcome. Now, some time ago, I read a trading book called One Good Trade. And this is not a recommendation of the book, because I'm about to tell you the best idea that I took away from the book, so you don't have to read it. It's this: all you control is the process. You can't control the outcomes. This one idea is huge. It's a reminder to me that all I have to do is follow a consistent process again and again. And if the process doesn't get any of the results that you want, you might have to tweak the process, and that's okay. In fact, that should be expected. The main thing is to create a repeatable process and stick to it. If the process is a good one, the outcomes will eventually be in line with your goals. That's one of the best ways to look at trading that I've come across in years. We never know what the market is going to throw at us. It could be four consecutive interest rate hikes. It could be a war in Eastern Europe. It could be a mix of any number of things going on in the world right now. And if you focus on perfecting your process, the outcomes will take care of themselves. That is true for trading, just like it's true for baking a cake. Ideally, baking a cake is a little less volatile than trading, unless you come to my house. So don't eat any cake that I make anytime soon. Not skilled in that, but I can trade options. So let's go ahead and get into the trading review from last week. We'll start off, and of course, these all are using prices as of Thursday, November the 9th. I just want to reiterate that just in case there is a rally on Friday. So sometimes after a big drop in the market, we'll get a nice end of week rally. You might call that a bear market rally. And that happens when people who shorted the market earlier in the week and made money on it, they have to buy the stock back in order to exit their trade and capture some profit. So the market will get a little bit of a bounce. A dead cat bounce is also what it's known as. So anyway, as of Thursday, we're looking at this covered call on Provention Bio Inc., symbol P as in Papa, R as in Romeo, V as in Victor, B as in Bravo. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.67 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the November 7 half call at $1.25. hoping for a return of 31.18% in 3 weeks. Well, Provention Bio shares have jumped $1.74, closing on Thursday at $8.41 per share. The call option we sold has gained 85 cents, leaving us with a 89 cent profit if we were to close the trade immediately. Now, if we hold it through expiration with stock above $7.50, we will lock in a $2.08 profit for the trade. So clearly, there's no reason to make any adjustments at this point. Even in considering rolling the strike higher to give your stock more room to run, you would need a full run up to $10 per share to have it truly out-earn our current maximum return. So no adjustments are needed at this point. Just keep an eye on stock over the next 2 weeks before expiration on November the 18th. Next up, we have our credit spread. We looked at Energy Transfer, LP, symbol E as in Echo, T as in Tango. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $12.53 per share. I looked at selling the November 12 half, 12 put spread at 20 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 30 cents per spread. Well, shares of Energy Transfer are down 34 cents so far this week, closing at $12.19 on Thursday. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now in the money. In fact, the spread currently has 31 cents of intrinsic value. The mark-to-market would currently be around a loss of 9 cents per spread, but if stock stays here, we'll incur more losses in the coming 2 weeks. So I would not sell a call spread against this spread at this point because the call spreads don't have much premium because there's only 2 weeks left until expiration. You could turn this short 12.5-12 put spread into a long 13.12 put spread, but the total gain would be around 5 cents or so. I'm expecting this stock to move some more in the next couple weeks, so let's just give the stock a little room to make a move and then reassess later. Next up, our final trade from last week was a debit spread. We looked at Marathon Digital Holdings, symbol M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $13.85 per share. I looked at buying the November 13.5 call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents, or that would be a 56.25% return in 3 weeks. Marathon Digital shares fell $3.34, closing on Thursday at $10.51 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now far out of the money. We could close the trade now for a 27 cent loss, but there's really no need to do that. With such a huge move, I definitely would look to adjust this trade. I also would like to recoup my 27 cents of loss on the week. Now I could sell the November 11.5-13.5 put spread at 37 cents. If stock remains below $11.50, I would walk away with a profit on this trade, even though it started off as a loss. Of course, there's still risk on the table because you would be left with a short 11.5-13 call spread. A rally in the stock would multiply your current losses. That's why I say always be aware of your losses, even as you adjust these trades. Now, I'll most likely wait just to see how stock handles over the next couple weeks, see if it moves around a bit. If stock does remain below $13 per share, I will look to turn this long spread into a short spread, just like I mentioned a moment ago. If I wait too long, the premium will be taken out of the call side of the market, and I won't cover my losses. So I look to make the flip on this one in the next couple days, if I'm going to do it at all. So we are 2 weeks away from the November 18th expiration date, and the trades on today's show have less time to adjust and are therefore more risky. Next week, we'll start trading the December monthly options. All right, let's go ahead and get into the three new trades for this week. We'll start off with the covered call on Fubo TV, symbol F as in Foxtrot, U as in Uniform, B as in Bravo, O as in Oscar. The stock ended the week at $3.39 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the November 3.5 call at 34 cents, which would give us a maximum return of 13.27% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $3.39 and selling the November 3.5 call at 34 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $3.50 per share. The break-even price on the trade is $3.05 per share, and in real terms, the stock purchase would require $339, and you'll collect $34 for selling the option. Next up, we have a credit spread. Looking at Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, symbol N as in November, C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, H as in Hotel. The stock ended the day, I've said the week earlier, it's actually Thursday, stock ended the day at $16.99 per share. I'm looking at selling the November 16 half 16 put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the November 16 half put at 86 cents and concurrently buying the November 16 put for 69 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $16.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $16.33, and in real terms, you'll collect $17 per spread that you sell and have $33 at risk. Our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread on British Petroleum, symbol BP, B as in Bravo, P as in Papa. The stock ended the week at $33.04 per share. I'm looking at buying the November 13 half 33 call spread for 31 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 19 cents, or that's a return of 61.29% in 2 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the November 32 half call for $1.04 and concurrently selling the November 33 call at 73 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $33 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $32.81, and in real terms, you'll pay $31 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $19 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Once again, this show was created on a Thursday evening, so you still have Friday pricing. So none of these prices on today's show are end of week. They are as of the end of day on Thursday. I actually am the master of ceremony for a weekend retreat at a ranch this weekend. It's a little bit of healing for the soul, a little rest and relaxation, although I will be working a bit. And that's why I wanted to go ahead and get the show out early to make sure I didn't leave you guys hanging. Thank you once again for listening. Have a great weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.